It's amazing how little thought is given to print style sheets on the web. I think this is partly because a lot of web designers think, who prints websites these days? Well, actually, a lot of people still do, just because as web designers, we work online the whole time and tend to think in that kind of way, doesn't mean everybody does. A lot of people still are very paper-based. One of the most common scenarios, for example, is a scenario where a secretary prints out certain information to hand on to a manager, and the manager then has to read it. Or alternatively, maybe somebody making a purchase on an e-commerce site and they want to compare multiple websites and products on multiple websites. There are loads of reasons why somebody may want to print your page, but what is that going to look like when it actually happens? In a lot of cases, people's print style sheets are pretty damn bad, and we don't give them the attention they deserve. So, what should you do to make your print style sheet work better and work harder for you? Well, number one thing you want to do is you want to start removing loads of stuff. You want to go through your prints, your website and remove all those elements that are basically useless to a user when they print it. For example, there's not a lot of point of printing the search box or the navigation because you can't use either of these items, so why are they visible? And there's loads of stuff like that you may want to remove. Your footer is another example. Anywhere essentially where there's a load of links that aren't really content related. Equally, we want to be removing any imagery that is not content related. So just graphical stuff that makes the site look nicer. Really, all of that can be removed, except maybe for your logo and basic branding. Once you've removed a load of stuff, now it's time to put a load of stuff back in. So there are certain things that are wanted on a print style sheet that don't necessarily need to appear on a website. For example, one common trick that I use is on my print style sheets, I will actually print out the URL associated with certain links. Now, I don't tend to do it with every link, but I certainly do it with, you know, key content links that appear in the body of the page. And you can do that with a bit of CSS and not too much hassle. So essentially what it does is where the link appears on the page, immediately after that it opens brackets and then drops in the URL there. So you can add certain key information in. The other thing that I find is it's often useful to add in to a printout a certain calls to action that maybe are different to the calls to action on your website. On your website, you have calls to action like click this, buy this, etc. Now, obviously, those don't work on a print style sheet, so your calls to action might be phone this number or visit this web page or whatever else. But ensuring your calls to action are represented in your a print style sheet is pretty important too. And then, of course, there is design aspects that you need to consider with your print style sheet. What works on your web page is not necessarily going to work when you print it out. For example, in my experience, you're better off getting rid of multiple columns and just going for a single column layout. You also want to get rid of a lot of the colour from your design. I'm not saying you shouldn't have colour, but certainly you can reduce it quite considerably because you don't know whether everybody is going to be printing it in colour, etc. So it should at least work in black and white. The other colour thing you need to consider is background colour. You may find that a lot of your text, etc., works well when it's on the background colour of your website, but most websites don't print background colour by default. So you're going to want to change the colour of your text to work on a plain white background. Also, avoiding big blocks of colour, I think, are pretty important, or big images is pretty important when printing, because people don't like having to print huge amounts of imagery and colour and things like that that just use up toner. So keeping an eye on that is always good as well. The other thing you can do with print is you can insert page breaks, which will stop horrible scenarios, for example, of an image getting printed half on one page and half on another, which I've seen happen before. So, printing is incredibly important and we do need to give it a lot of attention. There's a lot more that I could say on printing, but hopefully what I've demonstrated on this audio boo is that it takes a lot more thought than you think it does at first. If you're a web designer, I suggest producing a single template for your print style sheet, a single cascading style sheet that you reuse over multiple clients and then just tweak accordingly. That way you can invest quite a lot of time in getting that print style sheet right, knowing you're going to be reusing it across all your projects. If you're a website owner, my advice is simple. Make sure your designer is giving the attention that is deserved for the print style sheet, because it is an important factor in your site and it's easy to overlook. Thank you.